this next piece I'll perform is one by Ernest Bloch, and is the fourth movement, called Moto Vivo, from his suite for viola. Ernest Bloch was born in Switzerland, but he had some Jewish ancestry in his lineage, mostly from his father's side. And he also moved to the U.S. and lived there for quite a while as well. He had a diverse musical training and was also quite a prolific violinist, and he performed a lot and learned much from that as well. Specifically with his music, he didn't pioneer any new types of styles of music. He mainly developed his own unique voice and flavor on the music and types that were already out there. So he used a lot of 12-tone styles and included a lot of quarter tones in his music to kind of emphasize what he was mainly going for. Specifically with this piece, which was written around 1919 to 1920, there's a lot of different kinds of things incorporated in this movement. He specifically said of this last movement that it was probably the most cheerful thing he ever wrote. Most of his music is known for being more melancholy and on the emotional side, because that's what he strove to go for in his music, was capturing the soul behind the music rather than specifically something more intellectual or flashy. So this specific work has its Jewish influences in the different kinds of things that it evokes specifically. The piece is more intellectual than emotional and the ones that he wrote, but it does contain some elements of his that are throughout his music in general. One of those things is the block rhythm. Originally this was called the Scotch snap rhythm, but after he used it in so many of his pieces, it kind of developed that name. So generally when there's a long note and a short note, the long note will be first and then the short note will follow, as in with the dotted 8th-16th rhythm. But with Bloch, he decided to put the 16th note before the dotted 8th note and emphasize that. So it's a kind of a change in the rhythmic thing, and it's something that he is well known for. So the elements of this piece are also included in the Ed Schirmer edition that was published. At the top of the edition, there is a Star of David, and in that star are the letters EV that further signify his identity as a Jewish composer. Because at the time of this piece was written, he was still trying to decide and figure out if that was indeed the identity that he wanted to identify with. So with those in mind, please enjoy this performance of Bloch's Suite for Viola, Moto.